When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I have the good fortune to be interviewing Andrea Wheeler from wheeler-legal.com. Andrea is a business attorney in Florida. Andrea, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. A special thank you to Robert Lehman, the financial advisor who introduced us. And a quick legal disclaimer, you are in the state of Florida. If anybody is watching or listening and is not in the state of Florida, they should seek legal advice from their own state. And we aren't giving any specific legal advice on today's show. Andrea, let's go back in time a little bit. What inspired you to become an attorney?
Okay, well, I guess the first time I thought about becoming an attorney, I was in sixth grade. And I did, I went to Take Your Daughter to Work Day with a friend of mine whose father happened to be an attorney. And I really liked the fast pace of the legal world and his office environment. And I liked that they were able to help a lot of people. And then when I was in high school, I started working at a law firm after school every day. And that solidified, my idea that I could become a lawyer too. And then I went to school and became a lawyer, and I've been practicing since 2007 now.
Congratulations. Now, you could have chosen any area of specialization you wanted. How did you arrive at business law?
So I have, my undergraduate degree is in business. It's in finance, and I really liked working with businesses, and I have a lot of business owners that were in my family. So it just, I kind of gravitated towards that. And then my first job out of law school was with a commercial litigation firm. And our clients were all businesses that were either suing or suing other businesses. So I kind of fell into it with that, and then really enjoyed working with the business owners.
What are some of the most common mistakes you see business owners making?
I see a lot of business owners make the mistake of not having contracts, and contracts are, I think, the most important legal protection they can have. And I also see the mistake that some of them that do have contracts are kind of Frankensteining them themselves from the internet. And actually, a lot of times when they do that, it's to their detriment, and they would be better off without a contract. So those are the biggest mistakes that I've seen lately.
Okay, so when you say business owners need contracts, what do you mean by that? Contracts with whom and for what, for example?
So I think with every relationship they have, if it's with a business partner, they need a contract with their business partner. And it's depending on the type of entity they have. If there's a corporation, there should be shareholder agreements. If it's a LLC, there should be an operating agreement. For the other owners of the business, there should also be strong contracts with your customers or your clients. And just anyone you have a relationship with, you need a contract with, so that there aren't any disagreements later. And if there are, then you have that piece of paper that was agreed to, and it will give you some good legal protection.
So what do you say to the old school folks who might say, I'm a handshake guy, I don't need 14 pages of legal gobbledygook?
Right. I say that even if it's with your best friend, if it's a handshake, that those are the deals you need it more on, because you really need that protection from the beginning where everyone's in agreement and you can get everything detailed. If you do a handshake deal, there aren't any details. There could be a lot of miscommunications, misinterpretations, details are left out. And then those things might bite you later. And it's a lot more expensive and time consuming and stressful to litigate these than if you were just to say, hey, let's take this handshake deal to paper and go ahead and get a solid contract in place.
So what are some of the things that need to be in a contract to make sure that we're protected?
In Florida, if you want attorney's fees in a dispute, it has to either be by statute or contract. So it's definitely a good idea to have the provision for attorney's fees. So if something does go wrong later, that you can have your attorney's fees recouped. And that needs to be worded in a specific way so that you will be entitled to that relief. Also, capping liability is important, and lots of disclaimers are important, and warranties. And these things will just help everyone be on the same page and be able to know what's what's at stake later on.
I'm sure over the years you've seen your fair share of horror stories. What happens if we don't do this? What happens if we get it wrong?
So if you don't have this in place and you get it wrong, then you will go to litigation. And that is, it's very stressful. Business owners are stressed enough. I know I'm a business owner myself. We have to do so many things ourselves, and adding a stressful legal battle on top of that, it's enough to cripple and just bankrupt a lot of businesses. It's expensive, it's stressful, it's time consuming. And we really try to avoid court as much as possible. So I just think that it's really important that business owners go ahead and take those extra steps in the beginning so they don't have to deal with that later on if it all goes wrong.
Absolutely. You have to kind of plan for the worst and hope for the best, right?
Yes.
What do you find excites you the most what type of results do you get for your clients? I mean, I know their identities obviously are confidential, but can you give us a hypothetical case of Mr. Jones and what he came to you for, what this problem was, and then kind of how the solution you were able to pull off?
Sure. So I had a client come to me. I deal with a lot of, I call them business divorces. And it's when partners, owners just end up not agreeing on something and their business kind of comes to an impasse because they don't know how to move forward working together anymore. And I had one client come to me, and it was a corporation. She had a shareholder agreement in place, and she had, I believe it was an estate planning attorney review it. So she thought it was okay. When I got the agreement, I realized she really signed away way too many of her rights that she had. She signed them away in the contract, but I was able to get her out of that business deal, and we were able to terminate that agreement, and she was able to open up. We got rid of her non-compete. We're able to overcome that, and we were able to go ahead and let her open up her own business free of the partner she's in the dispute with, and they both moved on and went on their own businesses and are both very successful now, and just so much happier to be over this.
Well, congratulations on that. That couldn't have been easy. You are a business owner yourself. With all the success you've achieved, what's your biggest challenge now?
My biggest challenge is delegating. I have a hard time doing that because I love to just walk with my clients and partner with them and always be available to them. So I have to work on delegating a little more so I can do that for everybody, and just trying to figure out what I'm needed for and what other members of my team can help out with.
Absolutely. I think we all deal with that. Your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you do?
I love that I can work with so many different business owners, and a lot of my clients I have worked with since startup, and I have been able to be a part of their business, a team member from day one. And it's just so exciting to be a part of all these different businesses and watch everyone grow. And my clients are just awesome business owners, and their passion's contagious.
You're giving advice every day. What's the best advice you've ever gotten?
I guess the best advice I ever gotten was to time block and to just make sure that, you know, not to get overwhelmed with all the tasks at hand as being a business owner and an attorney. So just to make sure those time blocks are in there and you stick to them.
How do clients find you?
I get a lot of referrals from other attorneys and from past clients and also from online, from the internet.
Absolutely. What would you change, if anything, if you could go back in time and start over?
I probably would have started my own firm sooner and taken that leap a little bit sooner. I've been on my own for a little over 3 years now, and I wish I would have had the courage to go ahead sooner and start off on my own.
Absolutely. What else do you want to share that I haven't thought to ask you so far?
I just think it's really important that business owners understand that they don't know what they don't know. It's so true when it comes to legal issues, because there's a lot out there that, you know, they're not expected to know. They're not lawyers. They have their expertise and their business they're running. And it's just so important just for them to just even do a consult with a lawyer and just make sure everything's on the same page, you know, everything's legal and what they're doing, and just make sure that they have a good grasp on what they should be doing, because there's a lot of things they could do that could, you know, hurt their liability protection and things like that, that they're just not even aware of.
I think that makes a lot of sense. Well, we know your time's incredibly valuable. We greatly appreciate you spending some of it with us. This has been Seth Green with Andrea Wheeler of wheeler-legal.com. Andrea, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. Thanks, Robert Lehman, again, for the introduction. And we'll see you or talk to you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.